No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 6th day of July. Welcome, everyone. It's so good to be here with you as we begin a brand new week. It's all sparkly, shiny, crisp, brand new, right there for us to grab a hold of. Today we're going to read 2 Kings chapter 14 and then 2 Chronicles chapter 25. It's a brand new week. It's a brand new translation. We are reading this week the Christian Standard Bible, 2 Kings chapter 14. In the second year of Israel's king, Jehoash, king of Jehoiaz, Amaziah, son of Joash, became king of Judah. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoiadan. She was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the Lord's sight, but not like his ancestor David. He did everything his father Joash had done. Yet the high places were not taken away, and the people continued sacrificing and burning incense on the high places. As soon as the kingdom was firmly in his grasp, Amaziah killed his servants who had killed his father, the king. However, he did not put the children of the killers to death, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, where the Lord commanded, "Fathers are not to be put to death because of children, and children are not to be put to death because of fathers. Instead, each one will be put to death for his own sin." Amaziah killed 10,000 Edomites in Salt Valley. He took Selah in battle and called it Jokdeel, which is still its name today. Amaziah then sent messengers to Jehoash, son of Jehoiaz, son of Jehu, king of Israel, and challenged him, "Come, let's meet face to face." King Jehoash of Israel sent word to King Amaziah of Judah, saying, "The thistle in Lebanon once sent a message to the cedar in Lebanon, saying, 'Give your daughter to my son as a wife.' Then a wild animal in Lebanon passed by and trampled the thistle. You have indeed defeated Edom, and you have become overconfident. Enjoy your glory and stay at home. Why should you stir up such trouble that you fall, you and Judah with you?" But Amaziah would not listen. So King Jehoash of Israel advanced. He and King Amaziah of Judah met face to face at Beth Shemesh that belonged to Judah. Judah was routed before Israel, and each man fled to his own tent. King Jehoash of Israel captured Judah's king Amaziah, son of Joash, son of Ahaziah, at Beth Shemesh. Then Jehoash went to Jerusalem and broke down 200 yards of Jerusalem's wall from the Ephraim gate to the corner gate. He took all the gold and silver, all the articles found in the Lord's temple and in the treasuries of the king's palace, and some hostages. Then he returned to Samaria. The rest of the events of Jehoash's reign, along with his accomplishments, his might, and how he waged war against King Amaziah of Judah, are written in the historical record of Israel's kings. Jehoash rested with his ancestors, and he was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. His son Jeroboam became king in his place. Judah's king Amaziah, son of Joash, lived 15 years after the death of Israel's king Jehoash, son of Jehoiaz. The rest of the events of Amaziah's reign are written in the historical record of Judah's kings. A conspiracy was formed against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. However, men were sent after him to Lachish, and they put him to death there. They carried him back on horses, and he was buried in Jerusalem with his ancestors in the city of David. Then all the people of Judah took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in place of his father, Amaziah. After Amaziah, the king rested with his ancestors. Azariah rebuilt Elath and restored it to Judah. In the 15th year of Judah's king Amaziah, son of Joash, Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, became king of Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 41 years. He did what was evil in the Lord's sight. He did not turn away from all the sins Jeroboam, son of Nebat, had caused Israel to commit. He restored Israel's border from Lebo Hamath as far as the Sea of the Araba, according to the word of the Lord, the God of Israel, had spoken through his servant, the prophet Jonah, son of Amittai, from Gath Hepher. For the Lord saw that the affliction of Israel was very bitter for both slaves and free people. There was no one to help Israel. The Lord had not said he would blot out the name of Israel under heaven, so he delivered them by the hand of Jeroboam, son of Jehoash. The rest of the events of Jeroboam's reign, along with all his accomplishments, the power he had to wage war, and how he recovered for Israel, Damascus, and Hamath, which had belonged to Judah, are written in the historical record of Israel's kings. Jeroboam rested with his ancestors, the kings of Israel. His son Zechariah became king in his place. 2 Chronicles chapter 25. Amaziah became king when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoiadan. She was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the Lord's sight, but not wholeheartedly. As soon as the kingdom was firmly in his grasp, he executed his servants who had killed his father, the king. However, he did not put their children to death because, as it is written in the law, in the book of Moses, where the Lord commanded, fathers are not to die because of children, and children are not to die because of fathers, but each one will die for his own sin. Then Amaziah gathered Judah and assembled them according to ancestral families, according to commanders of thousands, and according to commanders of hundreds. He numbered those 20 years old or more for all Judah and Benjamin. He found there to be 300,000 fit young men who could serve in the army, bearing spear and shield. Then for 7,500 pounds of silver, he hired 100,000 valiant warriors from Israel. However, a man of God came to him and said, King, do not let Israel's army go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, all the Ephraimites. But if you go with them, do it. Be strong for battle. But God will make you stumble before the enemy, for God has the power to help or to make one stumble. Then Amaziah said to the man of God, What should I do about the 7,500 pounds of silver I gave to Israel's division? The man of God replied, The Lord is able to give you much more than this. So Amaziah released the division that came to him from Ephraim to go home. But they got very angry with Judah and returned home in a fierce rage. Amaziah strengthened his position and led his people to the Salt Valley. He struck down 10,000 Syrites, and the Judahites captured 10,000 alive. They took them to the top of a cliff where they threw them off, and all of them were dashed to pieces. As for the men of the division that Amaziah sent back, so they would not go with him into battle, they raided the cities of Judah from Samaria to Beth Horon, struck down 3,000 of their people, and took a great deal of plunder. After Amaziah came from the attack on the Edomites, he brought the gods of the Syrites and set them up as his gods. He worshipped before them and burned incense to them. So the Lord's anger was against Amaziah, and he sent a prophet to him who said, Why have you sought a people's gods that could not rescue their own people from you? While he was still speaking to him, the king asked, Have we made you the king's counselor? Stop. Why should you lose your life? So the prophet stopped, but he said, I know that God intends to destroy you because you have done this and have not listened to my advice. King Amaziah of Judah took counsel and sent word to Jehoash, son of Jehoaz, son of Jehu, king of Israel, and challenged him, "Come, let's meet face to face." King Jehoash of Israel sent word to King Amaziah of Judah, saying, "The thistle in Lebanon sent a message to the cedar in Lebanon, saying, 'Give your daughter to my son as a wife.' That a wild animal in Lebanon passed by and trampled the thistle. You have said, 'Look, I have defeated Edom,' and you have become overconfident that you will get glory. Now stay at home. Why stir up such trouble, so that you fall and Judah with you?" But Amaziah would not listen, for this turn of events was from God in order to hand them over to the enemies, because they went after the gods of Edom. So King Jehoash of Israel advanced. He and King Amaziah of Judah met face to face at Beth Shemesh that belonged to Judah. Judah was routed before Israel, and each man fled to his own tent. King Jehoash of Israel captured Judah's King Amaziah, son of Joash, son of Jehoaz, at Beth Shemesh. Then Jehoash took him to Jerusalem and broke down 200 yards of Jerusalem's wall from the Ephraim gate to the corner gate. He took all the gold, silver, all the utensils that were found with Obed-Edom in God's temple, the treasures of the king's palace and the hostages. Then he returned to Samaria. Judah's king Amaziah, son of Joash, lived 15 years after the death of Israel's king Jehoash, son of Jehoaz. The rest of the events of Amaziah's reign, from beginning to end, are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. From the time Amaziah turned from following the Lord, a conspiracy was formed against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. However, men were sent after him to Lachish, and they put him to death there. They carried him back on horses and buried him with his ancestors in the city of Judah. Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this day. Thank you for this time and this space together. We give you this week. Do all that you would want to do within us. Open our ears to hear, open our eyes to see, open our hearts to receive all that you long to do, to say, to speak. And may we not turn from you, turn away from you. May we turn towards you, turn into you. And may we be changed from the inside out. Pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Looking forward to a beautiful week together. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. Until then, love one another.
Hello, this is Mike from South Dakota. I'm calling in with a praise report on my wife. She has, I think, totally recovered from the dizziness and nausea and lack of balance she had. Just, I'm going to say, a few days ago, I called it in, and I just asked you all to pray for it. And you guys are batting 1,000 on anything I've ever asked you to pray for, because everything has really, especially on the health of relatives and so forth. So thank you very much. Listen to Daily Audio Bible every day, sometimes twice, sometimes three times, depending on whether I'm paying attention or not. So, or if I fell asleep at night or something. But I love it. I love y'all. It's a wonderful thing. And I want to thank God for all of you and for the Hardin family. Adios.
Hi, DABC family. This is Tammy calling from the Central Coast of California. I'm calling for God's sunshine. It was really good to get your praise report yesterday. And today is the 2nd of July, and there was a gentleman that called about asking for prayer for his wife and the health issues that she is currently experiencing. And I'm just coming alongside you and saying that by his stripes that she is healed, and that believing that God is our only hope, that our faith is in him. So I just wanted to say that, and I wanted to also just lift up Adrian Scott's Mighty Tortoise's family. The last call I heard from her, she sounded quite ill, and she was in the hospital, and so I was saddened, but also rejoicing about her heavenly descent, and just grateful that she is in the arms of Jesus, and just lifting up her daughter and her son and her husband, that they would find comfort in the arms of our Savior, that we mourn with those who mourn, and that our hearts ache for them. So thank you, family. God bless you. Make it a great day.
I just heard the message to hear that Adrian, God's Mighty Tortoise, is in God's presence. Wow. I'm just so shocked. I'm praying for Tim and Mark and Meg, and praying for the baby. Wow, I'm just so shocked. Praying for her family, rejoicing for her in her wholeness, to be out of pain, to be in God's presence where we all desire to be soon. You are whole and restored, and you are mighty, Adrian. So proud of you.